This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. Colorado Springs is bucking the national trend after home prices are rising across the country for the third consecutive month. Broker manager RE/MAX Property Brian Slifka says despite some of the challenges, the local housing market remains strong.
The variables that affect that home pricing right now, and to be honest with you, they're staying fairly steady.
According to the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors, home prices in the El Paso County area fell almost 5.3% in April compared to that same time last year. That means that the average price for a home in April of 2022 is now $30,000 less in April of 2023. Realtors describe the housing market in the area as neutral right now, and that's because high interest rates are keeping more people from buying, while sellers aren't keen to lowering their prices. A Colorado man is facing assault charges after his girlfriend fell to her death at a Manhattan hotel in New York Tuesday night. Steve Greenfield has more.
It's not clear if the 20-year-old woman jumped, fell, or was pushed when she was discovered dead on the two-story scaffolding in front of the Oyo Hotel on West 47th Street. Cops believe the woman got into a fight with a 24-year-old man who she knew inside a hotel room, leaving the place completely trashed. The man was found in the room before being hospitalized in what police are describing as an emotionally disturbed state. Reports indicate a baby had been with the pair but was left with a stranger at some point. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
In other news, Colorado Department of Transportation is warning highway pothole repairs require full lane closures for crews to work on them. Marcus Bryant of Colorado Springs says he tries to steer clear of potholes, but it's not always possible.
If I see them in time, but a lot of times you hit them and they're so deep, it feels like it's tearing out the underneath of your car.
CDOT calls spring pothole season the constant overnight freezing and then thawing easily breaks the pavement, and a spokesperson says crews can repair potholes within a few days of the report, but they need to make sure that the full lane closures are in place. More crews will be out at night in the next few weeks. And again, Every year, members of the Colorado law enforcement community gather to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice. This year, El Paso County Sheriff Deputy Andrew Perry was added to the state's memorial. Deputy Perry, who's 39 years old when he died in the line of duty in August of 2022, he was a veteran, and he had been with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office since 2016. Now his name will join more than 300 other officers and their names engraved on the Colorado Law Enforcement Memorial in Golden. In total, there will be names for four Colorado law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. And finally, Kevin Costner and his wife are getting a divorce. Let's get details now from Mark Mayfield.
Released a statement on Tuesday saying that the Oscar and Golden Globe winning actor and director and his wife of 18 years are splitting up. Costner and Baumgartner, who is a handbag designer and former model, share three children. Costner has four other children from previous relationships. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies as we roll into the afternoon. Showers will begin to diminish later today. Into the evening, we'll see partial clearing. Highs this afternoon in the upper 60s and low 70s around Colorado Springs, mid-70s Pueblo. Warm and windy tomorrow afternoon, 75 Colorado Springs, 81 in the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.